If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or in Clomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or in Clomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or in Clomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Q in Charge, where we delve into the electrifying world of electric vehicle charging stations and renewable energy. I'm your host, Joe the Q, and today we're tackling a topic that's been buzzing in the industry for a while now. How difficult is it today to find ECS experts and people who holistically approach this industry? So let's get into it. Since the broad adoption of electric vehicles kicked off with the rise of Tesla in 2011, we're now 13 years down the line. During this period, Tesla's pioneering efforts not only revolutionized the automobile industry, but also sparked a significant shift towards sustainable transportation. However, despite the considerable advancements and the rapid increase in EV adoption, you'd think we'd have a robust network of EVA charging infrastructure experts by now. Unfortunately, the reality is quite different. The journey to a fully electrified transportation system is more of a marathon than a sprint, and it's fraught with obstacles. One would expect that with the growing demand for electric vehicles, there would be a proportional increase in the number of professionals specializing in EV infrastructure. However, the complexity of integrating EV charging stations into existing urban and rural landscapes presents unique challenges. Unlike traditional fuel stations, EV charging points require careful consideration of electrical grids, renewable energy sources, laws and policies, and user accessibility. Moreover, the initial enthusiasm for electric vehicles hasn't entirely translated into widespread infrastructure development. While consumers are eager to switch to greener alternatives, the behind-the-scenes work to support this transition involves numerous regulatory hurdles, financial investments, and technical expertise. Building a sustainable EV ecosystem isn't just about setting up charging stations. It's about creating a network that is efficient, reliable, and scalable. This involves a multifaceted approach, including grid management, smart technology integration, and continuous advancements in battery technology. Additionally, the industry's growth is hindered by a lack of standardized practices and policies across different regions. What works in one city might not be feasible in another due to varying local regulations, utility company policies, and geographical constraints. This inconsistency complicates the task for companies and professionals striving to provide comprehensive solutions. Therefore, while the vision of a fully electrified transportation system is compelling, the path to achieving it is riddled with both anticipated and unforeseen challenges. The industry must navigate through these complexities, fostering innovation and collaboration at every step to build a future where EVs are the norm rather than the exception. Let's start by discussing the reasons behind the scarcity of experts in the EVCS industry. First, there's the bureaucracy. Electrical companies often shy away from entering the EV charging station market due to the amount of paperwork involved. The administrative burden begins with the initial planning stages and extends through to project completion. Each step of the process, from securing funding and site selection to design approval and installation, requires extensive documentation and adherence to a myriad of regulations. The sales cycle for an EVCS project can be painfully long, requiring coordination with multiple entities and a slew of permits. Each of these entities, ranging from local government authorities, utility companies, and environmental agencies to zoning boards and safety inspectors has its own set of requirements and procedures. The need for continuous interaction with these diverse stakeholders can slow progress to a crawl. Additionally, obtaining necessary permits is often a convoluted process. Companies must navigate through layers of regulatory red tape, which can vary significantly depending on the jurisdiction. CBIS can include environmental impact assessments, electrical permits, building permits, and sometimes even historical preservation reviews. Each of these permits can take weeks or even months to secure, causing significant delays in project timelines. This process can be daunting, even for seasoned electrical contractors. For many, the complexity and time-consuming nature of these bureaucratic hurdles can deter them from venturing into the EV charging station market altogether. Unlike traditional electrical projects, which typically have more straightforward and well-established procedures, EVCS projects require a deep understanding of emerging technologies and evolving regulatory landscapes. Moreover, the financial aspect of navigating bureaucracy cannot be ignored. The costs associated with the lengthy approval process can be substantial. Companies often have to invest significant resources upfront with no guarantee of a quick return, making the venture riskier compared to conventional electrical projects. This financial uncertainty further dissuades companies from investing in the necessary expertise and resources to enter the EVCS market. The intricate interplay between different regulatory bodies adds another layer of complexity. In some regions, conflicting regulations between city, state, and federal levels can create additional obstacles. For instance, a city may have progressive policies aimed at encouraging EV infrastructure, while state regulations may lag behind, creating a regulatory mismatch that complicates compliance efforts. Furthermore, staying updated with the constantly changing regulations and standards is a challenge in itself. The EVCS industry is relatively young and evolving rapidly, meaning that standards and best practices are continuously being developed and revised. This dynamic environment requires companies to be highly adaptable and well-informed, placing additional demands on their resources and expertise. In summary, the bureaucratic challenges associated with entering the EVCS market are significant and multifaceted. The extensive paperwork, prolonged sales cycles, and intricate regulatory requirements collectively contribute to the scarcity of experts in this field. Overcoming these barriers requires not only technical expertise, but also strategic navigation of the complex regulatory landscape. Before we get it going on, a word from our sponsor. So many questions and uncertainty, but all achieve just find the right partners that will provide that help. One of them is Q Charge. Simply visit www.qcharge123.com. So we suggest you simply download their app today, Q Charge, powering your journey one charge at a time. Let's continue where we stop. So how was the experience of Lexus? So what more is to explore as potential issues? Then there's the issue of certification. We simply don't have enough certified personnel to meet the growing demand for electricians, especially those who have been in the industry for 20 or 30 years and are nearing retirement, are often reluctant to pursue additional certification in green energy, and new electricians who are coming out of the trade school don't have enough required experience that is needed. The mindset is, why bother with the added hassle when they're so close to hanging up their tools for good? And the biggest issue these days is that we are losing trade population on every level. In contrast, other countries have streamlined processes that make it easier to advance tech without the heavy hand of bureaucracy we experience here in the U.S. This gives them a significant edge over us. The U.S. is lagging in part because we lack a holistic understanding and approach to electrification. It's a complex field, and unfortunately, the red tape isn't going away anytime soon. In fact, new regulations expected by the end of 2024 might complicate things even further. Now, the looming elections add another layer of uncertainty. Depending on the outcome, we could see changes that either streamline the process or make it even more convoluted. This uncertainty is a huge deterrent for new companies looking to enter the market and for existing ones trying to expand. Let's talk about the ambitious goals set for 2030. We hear grand plans in the news all the time, but the reality is we don't have enough electricians to meet these targets. Supply chain issues further complicate the situation, and design builders need to adapt to new rules, slowing the process down even more. Material and equipment shortage, and yet we pose a large importing tax for the equipment needed and being on demand. Big companies that are lobbying and sponsoring the lawmakers to increase the import tax, it is just simply ridiculous. Prices are already so high that that is the biggest issue with our fast electrification. Take an example, we need to pay a 25 import tax for the equipment coming from China, even if the manufacturing company is not Chinese owned, compared to the 4-7% tariffs that are from other countries, but they do not have the tech we need. So what is the solution here? One of the biggest challenges we face is the lack of proper education and training among city and electrical inspectors. Many of them try to apply their knowledge from other types of equipment to EV charging stations, but this doesn't always work. For instance, in Los Angeles, there's a significant conflict between the Department of Water and Power, the Department of Building and Safety, and fire marshals. Each has its own set of regulations, which often conflict, creating a nightmare for those of us in the field, said Saul Aurora, senior installer technician. Of navigating these regulations and trying to satisfy all three departments is like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded. It's no wonder that so few companies are willing to dive into this industry headfirst. Negative propaganda on mainstream media and social networks doesn't help either. It creates a public perception that EV charging infrastructure is more trouble than it's worth. This further dissuades companies from entering the market. Not only the companies, but in general, it discourages all that would like to make additional revenue or some means of income. Even companies that claim to offer like turnkey solutions often fall short. A true turnkey solution requires a holistic approach. It's not just about selling chargers and having installers ready. You need engineers, designers, and administrative staff to handle RFPs, grants, proposals, and incentives. You need to offer additional solutions like battery energy storage systems, solar power, electrical substations, wind energy, and other green elements to create a sustainable EV charging ecosystem. So where does that leave us? How do we find the experts and companies that truly understand this holistic approach? One resource is the EVITP certification program, but even that isn't a silver bullet. There are a few companies that genuinely offer comprehensive solutions, but they are hard to find. Personally, I know only a handful of companies that tick all the boxes, offering holistic solutions, good partnership models, and reliable operations. The key is to do your homework. Look for companies that not only install chargers, but also provide end-to-end services from design to execution and even post-installation support. As we move forward, it's crucial to push for more streamlined processes and better education within the industry. We need to make it easier for companies to get certified and for new entrants to join the market. Only then can we hope to meet the ambitious goal set for the coming years. So to wrap up today's episode, we've got a lot of work ahead of us, but with persistence and a collective effort, we can overcome these challenges and build a robust EV charging infrastructure. That's all for today's episode of Q and Charge. I hope this discussion shed some light on what to expect when you bring an electric vehicle into your life, how to navigate the charging options available, and the hurdles that come along so that you can be prepared as best as possible. Don't forget to subscribe for more insights and stories from the EV world. Thanks for tuning in and keep pushing the boundaries of innovation. Remember, every revolution starts with a single step, or in our case, a single charge. Whether you're already cruising in your electric car or still contemplating the switch, know that your choices are shaping the world for generations to come. The journey to electrification is not a sprint. It's a marathon, and it's one we're running together. Stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay charged. Joe the Q signing off, and until next time.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy and Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy and Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy and Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.